This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
We are the 49ers Web Zone No Huddle Podcast, part of the Odyssey family, and we cover the team that is a content monster. There is never a shortage of things to talk about with the San Francisco 49ers, Brian. And, you know, we were talking, we'll text each other back and forth, because especially in the offseason, we need topics, right?
Yeah.
So we'll throw back and forth, right? Oh, hey, do we want to talk about second-year players? Do we want to talk about the future of Brandon Ayuk? And then the owners' meetings happen, Brian, and all of a sudden we just got tons of shit, right?
Yeah, and not, I mean, arguably none of it positive, right? that's the other thing. Or I guess it depends on how you take it. But
yeah, I guess it depends on how you look at it. But John Lynch comes out, and John Lynch has been saying some stuff that leads you to think he doesn't love Trey Lance right now, or doesn't love the way things have gone. And he comes out and says something I didn't think was at all controversial. I thought it was obvious when he says, with the way Brock Purdy's played, he's the leader in the clubhouse if he's healthy. I mean, that's as plain as day. I mean, the Niners scored at a rate they did last, with the last time they did was Steve Young, that they scored at this rate. That was how good the offense was. So he played terrific. Everybody around him played well. Everything clicked. Of course, he's the leader in the clubhouse. And I don't think at all that that should surprise anyone. He also said that he hopes that he's ready for training camp. Now, when you look at the timetable of the surgery, that's a little bit soon, but all of a sudden we're like, wow, this is optimistic. Great. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle had his day today. And let's just throw some gasoline on the fire. Kyle says they'll know more after 3 months on how the surgery is going. He said it could be 6 months. It could be 8 months. It could be week one. It could be week four. That's not the beginning of training camp. So maybe they're just covering all bases, but he sounded different than Lynch did. And then he says, because Trey Lance here has, again, this hasn't been the best offseason for him in terms of how he's been perceived. Kyle says that he expects both Trey Lance and Sam Darnold to both take first team reps this offseason while Purdy is out. This was to me where I'm kind of like, okay, and we'll talk more about the future of Lance, but I'm like, all right, it all is not well there. And Listen, when they sign Sam Darnold, people who, I always challenge everyone who listens to the show. I try not to do the show as a fan. I try to do the show very objectively and just look at things objectively. When they signed Sam Darnold, I knew for a fact 2 years ago, for a fact, they were looking at him as the starter, and Kyle really, really likes him. Kyle liked him going back to the draft. Kyle has talked about how much he likes him. When they signed him, everybody's like, oh, they're just insulating themselves. He's a QB3. No, Kyle likes him. And like I said previously, Kyle would start Jason Poe at quarterback if he thought he gave them the best chance to win. If he thinks Darnold will do that, he will start him. And the fact that they're both in a competition now should tell you everything you need to know, that Kyle is giving Darnold every opportunity to win this QB2 spot, and if Purdy is not ready to start the season. Now, I don't think, personally, that helps Trey Lance at all, because I think Lance needs reps and he needs to work with the first team. But this is a significant development, for me at least, to hear Kyle come out and say that. And again, everybody can try to brush it off to the side or say, oh, well, of course, he's just trying to get him to compete. It's all ridiculous. They invested the world in this kid. They gave him the starting job last year, and now all of a sudden, like, he might be QB3. There's more here than meets the eye.
Yeah, it's the, you know, I said it yesterday on Twitter, you know, it just feels like the vibes are off. And I know that's such a I don't know, an ambiguous thing to say, but I just feel like a team that had confidence in a player, regardless of whether that player has played a lot and earned that confidence, or whether that player has the experience that Trey Lance has had, which is very little time on the field due to injuries and arguably due to, in my opinion, mismanagement of his development. They still speak well of him, and it just doesn't feel like anybody has spoken well about Trey Lance since his injury. Mm-hmm. And it's just a weird situation. And it just feels like, and I've said this before, they tried to have their cake and eat it too, and they miscalculated mm-hmm. what it takes to develop a quarterback. And perhaps that's because Kyle's never done that before. Kyle's never developed a quarterback. Kyle Shanahan has never developed a quarterback. And that was part of the fear going into the 21 draft was, okay, fine, we traded all this for a rookie quarterback. Kyle Shanahan has zero on his resume when it comes to developing that quarterback. And then they took the most raw prospect at the position at number three, when there was a more polished version of Trey Lance sitting there waiting to be picked in Justin Fields. And then there was the Mac Jones, you know, prospect, right? Which would mm-hmm. have been essentially in my opinion, a Jimmy Garoppolo retread, who was just younger and cheaper, right? And I feel like that's bore itself out in Mac's career so far in New England. But I don't think there's anything wrong with saying Trey Lance needs to earn the position. He needs to earn QB1, and he needs to compete, right? But to me, that competition has to be with Brock Purdy, mm-hmm. not Sam Darnold, who you brought in for 1 year and has not shown very much in the way of any for any coach to have any real optimism about whether or not he can be a long-term solution. But here's the deal. Sam Darnold's also only 25 years old. So, I mean, you could argue that they have essentially three bites at the apple now to find a young, cheap franchise quarterback. And at this point, does it matter that they invested what they invested in Trey Lance? I said this to somebody yesterday. They, you know, the argument was basically like, you invested a ton in Trey Lance, you know, you've got to see what you have in him, even over Brock Purdy. And the reality is this, those picks are gone. They, mm-hmm. it already happened, right? If Brock is the guy, great. And if that bothers you, then just close your eyes and imagine that they traded three first round picks for Brock Purdy, right? It doesn't matter. What they traded right. for wasn't the name. It was the position. What did they trade that for? A franchise quarterback. And if they fell ass backwards into Brock Purdy as a franchise quarterback, hey, good on them. It doesn't mean that they got it right. It doesn't mean that the process was good, but mm-hmm. they lucked out and they found a guy, right? Because the guy that they initially picked got hurt. And so it's just, I don't, even Lynch said, Trey just needs an opportunity. He just needs an opportunity to play. And then the next day, Kyle Shanahan says, yeah, and he's going to get that opportunity, but he's going to split it with Sam Darnold. It makes zero sense. And it just, to me, screams, we don't have a plan.
Right.
And we never did.
And they never have.
Never did.
And that's it can be two things. They can have made one of the best rosters in the NFL from garbage, which they did. They inherited arguably the worst roster in the NFL, and they've turned it into total, arguably the best or one of the best rosters in the NFL. They did that. But in also doing that, they've also screwed up the quarterback position or mismanaged it in a lot of ways. So let's go back and let's look at how they've mismanaged the quarterback position. Let me back this up, okay? 2017, they didn't have a quarterback. They needed a quarterback. They did not address it in the draft because they said, we're going to wait for Kirk Cousins. They passed on Patrick Mahomes. They passed on Deshaun Watson, and Trubisky has turned into a good QB, but they did not make a move there. Then they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, and they give him a huge contract after five games. Now, 2019, it worked great. There were injuries with Jimmy and things like that, but they soured on Jimmy very quickly. By 2020, they were ready to move on. And in the offseason following the 2020 season, they were looking at anybody and everybody publicly. They wanted Stafford. They looked into Darnold. They looked into Carson Wentz. And they had a package that they were going to trade for Deshaun Watson before the legal troubles came up. Now, the legal troubles come up, and they pivot with that package or something close to it, and they trade for the number three pick. Did they panic? I don't know. But what they did was they traded up and took arguably the greenest quarterback prospect we've ever seen. We've ever seen. 318 college attempts, and he played one game because of COVID the previous year. What was he, a safety in high before that or whatever? He was so green. And you don't draft him into a team that's bad that's going to say, listen, you're a project. We're going to work with you. You draft him into a team that is ready to win the Super Bowl. And he wasn't ready. Well, he's green. But then on top of that, what happens, Lance has had a really rough go of it. He wasn't ready. In a preseason game, he hits his finger on a helmet or whatever, whatever he broke his finger on or hurt his finger on. Screwed him up for a while. And then he gets to play in a game, and he hurts his knee. He's out again. So he had a really rough first season because he was.
And his finger still affected his throwing, which is why he wasn't throwing in that Arizona game.
That was admitted, that his finger affected him for a really long time into the season. So he's had a really rough go of it so far. Then finally it's his chance in 2022, this past season. And again, this team is loaded and ready to go. He still hasn't had any. He's had 420 total attempts in his career. That's less than starters have in three-fourths of the season nowadays. He gets hurt again, and he's out again, this time a major injury. He's had no chance to get any kind of rhythm, but you have put this green prospect, the greenest we've ever seen, because again, other guys coming in, Russell Wilson, who started early, Ben Roethlisberger, who started early, they had like 1,200 attempts in college. Trey Lance had 318. It's a gigantic difference. So he's never really had a chance to grow, and we knew he had accuracy issues. We knew that, but he's never had a chance to grow. And now the Niners are kind of like, well, our window's another couple of years. He ain't getting a chance with us. Unless he comes out and looks great, we're going to go to Darnold until Purdy's ready. Or Purdy's the guy unless he comes out and blows the door off. So Lance has had, you got to kind of feel for the guy. He hasn't been put in a good position. And if I'm him, I may kind of be like, you know what? I'm 23 years old. I'm not going to trade me to somebody who's going to develop me, because the Niners are not.
Yes.
Are the Niners at fault for that? Well, no, they want to win right now. So I get it. But it goes into my point of they've done a phenomenal job with the roster, but the decisions they've made at quarterback have been suspect at best. And yes, both can be true.
Purdy had 475 attempts as a sophomore, and he had 1,467 attempts total in college. Just again, for sake of reference.
Yeah,
and he's 40 plus stars.
Yeah, and is that going to affect the way that the NFL looks at quarterbacks now? These raw guys that are super athletic, that are going to take time to develop, maybe you pass on those now for the guy that's played for 4 years after you saw what Purdy did, because he came in and he looked comfortable. And listen, when Lance was in, again, he was really green, but the offense always looked clunky. It did. It's a fact. It's a fact. So yeah, he's had a really rough go of it, and it's not fair to him, but there was a big difference with that. But yeah, the Niners have been, like you said, Brian, Brock Purdy saved their ass. He saved their ass, because if he doesn't come in and play the way he did last year, and they're going through this with Lance, and well, probably what they would have done is maybe they do make a play for Aaron Rodgers if Purdy never came to fruition. Who knows what happened, what would have happened. But this is year seven, right?
Yeah.
And they have a quarterback. I mean, there's got to be some – you both can be true when you're not a hater or like, oh, do you want Shanahan fired? No. But have they done a good job with the quarterback position? Absolutely fucking not. Yeah. They haven't. So great roster. The quarterbacks, I don't know what the thought process is half the time, and you don't have a ring because of it.
This just in, Al Sacco wants Kyle Shanahan fired.
Stop it. Stop. He's a phenomenal coach, but he wants – why does he love Purdy, you guys? Jesus, I'm on a set on Al rant now. He loves Purdy because Purdy is an extension of him. He knows with Purdy, Purdy's going to throw the ball where I want him to throw it, and he's got a little escapability where he can get out of things, whereas Jimmy would just stand there. And the example I always give is – I forget what game it was now, but – Brandon Ayuk was supposed to run. He was going downfield, supposed to run a post, and he cut it off, and Purdy threw it there anyway. But Debo's wide open, streaking down the field. And I remember the announcers were like, oh, Debo looked wide open. And you look at Twitter, and everybody's like, Debo was wide open. And they cut to Kyle, and Kyle's making the motion for Brandon Ayuk to, you should have kept going. Purdy and him both saw the same thing. And that's when I was kind of like, oh, yeah, he loves Brock because Brock sees what he sees. That's what Kyle wants. This is the play. Hit the A button. And if there's a rush, you can get out of it. That's what he wants. Maybe he just looked at somebody like Josh Allen and he got like, oh, hey, I can get somebody like that and mold him. And then he got Lance and he was like, well, this kind of sucks. You know, maybe it just wasn't what he thought it would be. I don't know, but it's been, I think hopefully it'll work out, but it's been a rough go for Lance.